Rage comes from containment, and we need to think through this notion of whether following serves any larger purpose for the species. When we try to be big while accepting the fait accompli of containment, our understanding gets stuck in that muck and we get frustrated, as without the state on which to locate the blame, the true source, the source of our inability to grow continuously, we tend to blame each other, crabs in a bucket. Because the critical question Popper didn't address is, leadership to what? He assumed we would just keep fixing what we got, not seeing the worm at the core. Now, power knows where it's going, so as is its habit. It strides to the fore and claims possession of the deck and starts barking orders right and left. But quite unexpectedly for it, we're sullenly looking back and questioning its authority. So it's forced to assume a softer tack, relatively speaking, and more in the core than the periphery. Power has been able over the centuries to appear to have cornered the market on this leadership thing by affixing heavy loops of chain round and round our legs, then bombarding us with orders and forcing our eyes strictly on high. By doing this, power successfully monopolized both leadership and our attention to prevent our realizing that with ease we could unloop each other's legs. That's what Nicola gave his gifts for us, all of us, the species. Power is able to monopolize leadership in practice, but also its theory by capturing its definition, and with it, our sense of the possible. Controlling its definition by pointing to the practice that it systematically sculpted, then orders its pundits to devise clever theories that explain this practice of narrow and exclusive use, of parsimonious application, of stingy dispensing, of this gregariously promiscuous quality common to us all. Inherent, in fact, in life itself, as none of us were brought here to listlessly twiddle and twaddle about, waiting around to be told what to do. By these means, power has convinced, conned us into believing that it, leadership, is in fact not a quality common to us all, but one rather that either magically or genetically or who knows what tickly comes. Born in the blood, we're told it comes. So we settle into our low-slotted lives, never questioning our betters, quote-unquote, which is how power designed it, the system. But we're living a time when the earth, she is rising. She's knocking on doors. She has come a-calling. She's come to collect our wandering souls, and she's pulling our coats to gently remind us that these gifts we are given are meant to be grown, and one to each other, are meant to give solace, are meant to give help to our brothers and sisters, are meant for joining our strong arms together whenever they're needed, which they are every moment, and never were they more needed than now. And I'm going to play that tune I was telling you guys about, which I hope you heard earlier. It's called Long Walk. Long Walk to Freedom. Long Walk.
Silence, I walk.